Hello and welcome to the Virgils van Holland podcast.
San mia star, puposari, o dal disastrato, lasca tu stil su, garbo, sto sagagli in liga tras, o ti calis, e adoxa che le fra, vesti calis, a lui le ricara, che nos le astap, ni, κυκλοφοράς στις δίσκο και μιλάς για σινεμά μια ζωή με ρίσκο σοβάλια πάτη μυστικά ό,τι κάνεις μια δόξα και λεφτά.
Greece in 1987. Well, I have to say, I've got quite a fair bit of news to look at this week. Waiting 2 weeks to do the podcast has worked in my favour, should we say. Right, let us crack on. So, first bit of news to catch up on is the Italian internal selection, Emma Marrone. She will sing the song La Mia Città. Now, although there has not been a official unveiling, should we say, she has performed on a few TV shows and a few videos have popped up on YouTube. So, hopefully by the end of the week, by Friday, hopefully, I will have a review of that song up on the website. Staying in the Italian peninsula, we have San Marino, or San Minetto, as I'm going to call it from now on. And their song will be premiered on the 14th of March. I'm not thinking this is a good idea considering what happened with Facebook. Oh, oh. We had to change the words. Facebook. Oh, oh. Because it was illegal. Yeah, but hopefully they've learnt from that lesson. Now, let's go to Lithuania. Now, the date of the final has been changed because of the high viewing figures. Now, the last week was supposed to be this week. It's not. They're having an extra couple of shows. So the final will be on the 1st of March. I think you get a bit of kind of frisson from Lithuania. Just the fact that everyone seems so... Well, the Lithuanians seem excited about it. Maybe this is a good sign. Maybe. Let's go to Norway. The MGP finalists have been revealed. There are 3 semis of 5 songs, and snippets are available on the NRK website. I wouldn't bother, is what I'd say. I've got to be harsh there. Nothing of the... I mean, in fairness, I will give them some leeway here. They are only 30-second clips with them talking over them. So they're not particularly good for listening to. However, there is absolutely nothing that made me go, oh, interesting. Or, oh, nice, catchy. Oh, different. Maybe when they actually perform on the stage, it'll be different. Let's just hope. Staying that way, we're going to go to Denmark. The DMGP songs and artists have been revealed. No links available as yet. I'm sure they will do in time. Let's go to the newcomers, or should I say the recomers? No, that sounds rude. Portugal. Now, the composers have been revealed for the songs that will be in the semi-final and final of Festival de Canção. A little bit of frisson here as well, because 2 very famous famous writers have been put down on the list. We have Mark Bailink, who has written numerous, or had a hand in numerous Eurovision entries for Belgium. I think he also had a hand in one of Ciara's songs, which you know, she's fantastic. And of course, we have Andrej Babic. Now, Andrej Babic is an infamous Eurovision writer. He's written for several of the Balkan countries, but also he wrote or had a hand in Senhora do Mar for Portugal. So if he comes up with something like that, I think they're on to a winner. Or at least getting at the semi-final would be a winner. Let's go to Germany. Unser Song for Dänemark? I can't remember. Now, the acts have been announced, but in an unusual turn, it seems as though 2 songs will be sung by each artist. Now, I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, whether they're just going to sing all of them and we vote, or whether there's going to be some kind of, oh, look at the 2 songs that so-and-so sung. Which one's the best? Juries, which one's the best? And then put it through to televote? I don't know. Could be interesting. Now, obviously, we know most of the acts, except for the wildcard. The wildcard will be decided on the 27th of February in a big Hamburgian Eurobash of sorts. Also, Spain. Now, last time we found out the people who were singing the songs. This week we had the songs released on the RTV website. Oh, you do not know. I don't know what it is about Spain. I think it's the fact that they haven't won for so bleeding long that you just think, they've got to win sometime. Maybe this year they'll come up with a genius entry, and then you hear them and you go, no. Oh, I don't. Out of all of them, the only one that has captured any imagination is Mass. Just because it sounds weird. The others, passable. And then we have 2 final bits of news that made me feel fantastic that I'd left the podcast till this late. Yesterday, which was Tuesday the 4th, Georgia announced who their internal selection would be. And that is something called Mariko Ebralidze and The Shin. No other information about this thing do I know about. It sounds painful. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. I don't really know what to say about that, to be honest. I don't know anything about them. I'll wait till I hear the song. And then finally, the hosts. Oh, the hosts for Eurovision 2014 have been announced. There's not one of them. There's not two of them. There are three of them. We have a lady and two men. We have Lise Rune. She has hosted MGP in the past and has also been the host of the Danish X Factor. Joining her will be Nikolai Koppel. He is a pianist, radio broadcaster, and kind of music show host. So he's kind of a bit more serious. And then we have Pilu Asbeg, who's an actor from Borgen. Ah, they know how, you know, they know how to put their, you know, let's put somebody in for the kind of culture, kind of, because that's so big at the moment. So, yeah, I think that sounds like a really good mix of people. We will have to see how they got on. No Dr. Death and the Tooth Fairy this year. Right. Now, that's kind of the news. Now, we're going to have a quick little look at some of the heats that have been happening around Europe. And then we're going to have a look at the Swiss final and the Finnish final. But before then, I think I need to have a cup of tea and a bit of music. So who should we have? Let's have the Three Yeas.
Awake your heart. You fear it, but we'll make a start. Seems like the wind just blows your way with clouds full of rain, and you hide because the world ain't right. Know that your cold and hurting soul is never alone. Don't wait.
The Three J's, or Three Yeas, if you're from the Dutch bits. I love that song. It's just a shame it was crap on the stage. And it's also a shame it was much better in Dutch. And anyway, De Stroom was better. De Stroom! Because I've got the CD of that in my house. And I listen to it all the time. Anyway, let's crack on. No more about me. Where were we? We were going to talk about some of the, not finals, but some of the heats and stuff that have been going on around Europe. Right, let me get my little list up. So, we'll go for the big one at the end, just because we can. So, first of all, we had two Latvian semi-finals at the weekend, where the kind of, how many were there? 24 has gone down to 12. Now, there are some names on here, but there's already too many of them to say. So if you want to find out who they are, find one of the websites and have a look. It was they were two very interesting semi-finals, should we say. oh God, that's faint praise, isn't it? Right, now let's go to Hungary. Now we've had two, now this is the bit I don't understand. Hungary, you've called them quarterfinals. There's only three of them. Yeah. Right. quarterfinal one was a couple of weeks ago. Through from the juries was in quarterfinal one, Leslie Jarboe, Marge and Victor Giralli. And through from the televote were Group and Swing, Ebolia Olia, and Depresio. That's a cracking name. Oh, goodness. And then, last weekend, quarterfinal two, put through from the juries was Johnny, Bogey, and Andres Cali Saunders, who you might recognise from last year. And through from the televote was Henny Dare, Lilia Poliak, and the Music Fabric. Yay! Not Choco Fabric, that's something different. So the final quarterfinal, even though there's only three of them, should be third. They will then go through to some semi-finals. Ah, confusing! that's that from Hungary. We also had the very first Icelandic heat. Or I think they're calling them semi-final because there's two of them. So through to the final are Greta Mól, Sami Lestadir, and Gisubal Gissursson. I don't think there is any... Andra Chanson type thing. As far as I know, this is all done. I've read that wrong. So they were done by televoting, and then out of the six that are remaining, two will get kind of wild cards by the juries, which I think is about fair enough, really. And what else have we got? Is that it? Yes, that's it. Right, let's go to Sweden. So Melodifestivalen has started. Yeah. The first of the semi-finals in Malmö. I will be honest and say I didn't watch it. All I did do though was listen to the snippets of the rehearsals, and I also caught the end where they did the reprise on the internet. I did state, and I'm not saying this to be smug, I did state that my two favourites out of the eight were Ellen Bendixson and Yohio. And they got through! They got through to the final, straight through! Yay! I really hated Yohio last year. I don't mean I hated Yohio. I hated that song. This song, I like. I like this song. And I thought that Ellen Benediktsson's song was just a nice fresh bit of fresh air. Something a wee bit different. And I thought it would stand out. And it did. But what did that mean for Helena Papraisu? She's got through to Andrés Janssen along with Lena Svenning. That then means that Sylvester Schlegel, Alvaro Estrella, Elisa Lindstrom and Mahi Moin got chucked out. I liked, how can I put this? Alvaro was one of the big favourites. But I did actually say this online to somebody. I like the song, but it's filth. Pure filth. I don't like just smut. Unless it's a funny song. But this, oh no. So there will be another one next weekend. We have, in the next one, Sanna Nielsen and Martin Stenmark. In the next semi-final. Why are you calling them semi-finals when there's four of them? I'm starting to get really anal about this. We also have in semi-final three Shirley Clamp and State of Drama. Fuck them. Dr. Alban! Yeah! It's my life. Yay! Look at me, I'm roller skates during my period. And of course, semi-final four, we have Linda Bentzing, Anton Ewald, and Alcazar. So, but some of them are going to miss out, aren't they? Oh, right. It's going to be exciting. So, brilliant. Right. I think I need a bit of a lie down for another 5 minutes. Get myself psyched up for talking about Switzerland and Finland. So, let's have Finland first. This is Edea and Ava.
Oh,
That was Ava by Edea. Never has a song been tipped to win so, or been a fan favourite so much and then failed so miserably. That was a case of getting the Eurolurgy. Yeah, that didn't quite work, did it? Right, let's go to Finland. So, basically, the Finnish kind of selection had been going on a fair while with heats and that kind of thing, the semi-finals. So we eventually found ourselves with a final of 8. And interestingly, the kind of splits between the jury vote and the televoting has been announced, at least with the top 3. Now, at the end of the jury voting, this was how it was standing. You'll find this quite interesting. Honestly, you will. So, at the top was Soft Engine with 38 points. Then was Mikko Pohjola with 35 points. In third place was Meow with 32 points. Then Hukkamamma with 28. Lauri Mikkola with 23. Then we had Clarissa featuring Josh with 20. Hannah Sky on 19. And then Madcraft at the bottom with 13. So we had Soft Engine number 1. Mikko Pohjola number 2. Meow number 3. With the juries at least. That was exactly the same top 3 with the viewers at home. Meow got 13.94% of the vote. Mikko Pohjola got 19.48% of the vote. And Soft Engine, considering there are 8 songs in the final, got 28.28% of the vote. That's over a quarter. So when you put it that way, that is a huge amount. And so Soft Engine won. I was so pleased, I have to say, for Mikko Pohjola, just because that song is just beautiful. Meow, that was just kind of pure theatre. Hukkamamma, I mean, she's just amazing. Is she Hukka or Mama? I'd hope she's Mama, but you never know, do you? Clarissa featuring Josh feels a bit like, it felt a bit like Waldo's People's Babies. Madcraft was, yeah. Lauri, Hannah Scott, how the hell did that get to the final? How the hell did that win it semi-final more like? Obviously people saw sense and didn't vote for it in the final. So all in all, I think that was quite a decent final. But most of all, the right song won. It is a great song, Something Better by Soft Engine. And there is a review of that on the website. Now, let's now go to Switzerland. Now, obviously, this was a bit... the Swiss election has become a bit of a... almost a parody of itself. Because they have all the internet stuff and everything. And, oh, pardon me, everybody can just put on a song. It can become a bit too much, should we say. Now, we had 6 songs in the final. I have to say, I listened to snippets of all of them beforehand. And nothing really stood out. However, when I watched the kind of reprise thing at the end of the final, it was terribly obvious which song would win. And it did win. And that was Hunter of Stars by Sebalta. I was quite shocked when I discovered, or it was announced, that Yasmina Hunzinger had come second, because that song was awful, in my opinion. I mean, the Three for All one was awful, but was schlagery awful, so I knew that it would get votes. I was expecting that to be second. It is a fantastic song, the Subalter one. It is the kind of thing that, you know, could be heard on the radio, because it's that kind of Mumford and Sons, that kind of skiffle bluegrass. I have said it's almost a bit Alexander Rybak, because he's got the fiddle and everything. It kind of has that kind of thing about it. So it could be quite an interesting, semi-final song, because I think it should get the votes. I am predicting a final place for Switzerland. Yay! And of course there is a review of that also on the website. Right, we're going to leave you with a Swiss song. And an old Swiss song. When I say old, I don't mean like really so old that it's on a 78. This song is from Eurovision 1968. I'm just checking now before I make another mistake. It is. No, it's not. Oh, got that wrong. 97. No, which one was it? 1960. Oh, which one is it then? Or is it Swiss at all? Have I got this wrong? I've obviously got this wrong. So what year is it then? I'm starting to panic now. Right. Let me have a look at this on the website. This is really exciting for you, isn't it? 1970. I was nearly there. This is Henri Dez for Switzerland in 1970 with his song Retour. And you can ba-ba-da-ba-ba along with him. Right, now, before I go, I've been looking at the kind of thingy-me-bobs of what's going on. I will try and do another podcast in 2 weeks' time. Although there's a fair bit going on, there's not loads going on. So I reckon I'll probably do another podcast in 2 weeks' time, which will be half term for me. So yeah, I'll have loads of time to do. Right, anyway. So, it's Henri Dez with the Retour. And between now and then, happy Eurovision!
Toi qui m'attends au moins toutes les nuits, et moi qui prends le train pour l'Italie, j'y resterai 10 jours, ni trop long ni trop court. C'est un peu loin, je sais, mais tiens-toi bien, à mon retour j'aurai dans un écrin les photographies de mes petites amies. Et l'Italie vaudra bien quelques nuits. Pa 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 pa. Toi qui as l'âme sœur mieux qu'une sœur, et moi qui joue carreau avec ton cœur, je me fais la paire pour les Angleterre. C'est un peu loin, je sais, mais tiens-toi bien, à mon retour j'aurai dans un écrin 2-3 galipettes et quelques bouclettes. Et ta douleur vaudra bien mon ardeur. Toi
qui donne l'amour mieux qu'une mère. Et moi qui fais le sourd comme on prend l'air. Je pars à la conquête de toutes les minettes. Ça n'est pas rien, je sais, mais tiens-toi bien. À mon retour, j'aurai dans un écrin une grande expérience, tu peux me faire confiance. Et notre amour vaudra bien un détour. Toi qui fermes les yeux sur mon absence, toi qui parles si peu, toi la clémence, je sais contre toutes, au bout de mes routes, je garderai pour toi au fond du cœur une place de choix comme une fleur. Et puis une bagouze qui fera des jalouses, et ton amour vaudra bien mon retour. Bye.